Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The phone lines are open. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Join us in the chat room at Perception Management Radio at chattago.com. Kenneth is in the control room as usual, taking calls. Try to make his night as light as possible. Today is December 8th, my birthday. Turned 59 today. My dog Loki's doing better after his 4 seizures. He's on some meds now. Anyway, tonight's theme I've picked for tonight is War of the Worlds. And I'll tell you about how that works here in just a second. We are, as a population in the world, some of the most lied to people on Earth. And they do that through the constant use of propaganda. And that propaganda is what has been used to get so many people to send their sons and daughters off to wars. Sons and daughters and mothers and fathers who've been killed. And the only way to look at that is how they do this. And I'll get into this in depth here, but I have a clip here that's going to last about 7.5 minutes. So I'm going to get into that clip. And this is William Cooper breaking down War of the Worlds. And if you look for this after the show or after Robert's show or whichever later on, and listen to the full dissertation about how it came about, you'll see that 362 meetings of this radio broadcast was made to totally manipulate the listeners. So with that, I'll start this clip.
At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the evening of October 30th, 1938, the night before All Saints Day, now generally celebrated as Halloween, an estimated 6 million Americans listened to the famous Orson Welles broadcast War of the Worlds, describing an invasion from Mars. An estimated 1 million people responded with sustained credulity and fear. Thousands responded with sheer panic. Some committed suicide. And in the small village of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, residents left their homes and shot holes in their city water tower, thinking that it was a Martian tripod invasion machine. The broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, was a psychological warfare experiment conducted by the Princeton Radio Project. The Rockefeller Foundation funded the project in the fall of 1937. an Office of Radio Research was set up with Paul F. Lazarsfeld as director and Frank Stanton and Hanley Cantrill as associate directors. Cantrill used a special grant from the General Education Board to study the effects of the broadcast. Cantrill published the study as a book titled The Invasion from Mars, A Study in the Psychology of Panic. It contains a complete script of the broadcast. The book is one of a series of studies sponsored by the Federal Radio Education Committee. War of the Worlds, ladies and gentlemen, was broadcast by Mercury Theater on the air from a microphone in a New York studio of the Columbia Broadcasting System. Council on Foreign Relations member Frank Stanton was a CBS executive. Stanton would direct Radio Free Europe in later years. Regarding the program's realism, Cantrill writes, "The sheer dramatic excellence of the broadcast must not be overlooked. The unusual realism of the performance may be attributed to the fact that the early parts of the broadcast fell within the existing standards of judgment of the listeners. A few short weeks before this broadcast, millions of listeners had kept their radios tuned for the latest news from a Europe apparently about to go to war. They had learned to expect that musical programs, dramas, broadcasts of all kinds would be cut off in a serious emergency to inform our worn and eager and anxious public. A large proportion of listeners, particularly those in the lower income and educational brackets, have grown to rely more on the radio than on the newspapers for news. On this particular night, when the listener tuned to the Mercury Theater, he heard the music of Ramon Rocchello and his orchestra coming from the Meridian Room in the Park Plaza Hotel of New York City. Soon after the first piece had begun, an announcer broke in. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. This report brought the story of the first explosion on Mars. The music was resumed only to be followed by another break. Ladies and gentlemen, following on the news given in our bulletin a moment ago, the Government Meteorological Bureau has requested the large observatories of the country to keep an astronomical watch. This bulletin contains the information that a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey. The swing band gets in 20 seconds more, and then the invasion continues uninterruptedly. The last announcement comes from New York City, and the announcer says, "I'm speaking from the roof of Broadcasting Building, New York City. The bells you hear are ringing to warn the people to evacuate the city as the Martians approach. Estimated in last 2 hours, 3 million people have moved out along the roads to the north Hutchinson River Parkway, still kept open for motor traffic. Avoid bridges to Long Island, hopelessly jammed. All communication with Jersey Shore closed 10 minutes ago. No more defenses. Our army wiped out. Artillery, Air Force, everything wiped out. This May, the last broadcast, will stay here to the end. People are holding service below us in the cathedral. And in the background, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear voices singing hymns. Now I look down the harbor, all manner of boats overloaded with fleeing population, pulling out from docks. Then you could hear the sound of boat whistles. Streets are all jammed, noise and crowds like New Year's Eve in city. Wait a minute, enemy now in sight above the Palisades. 5 great machines. First one is crossing the river. I can see it from here, wading the Hudson like a man wading through a brook. A bulletin's handed to me. Martian cylinders are falling all over the country. One outside Buffalo, one in Chicago, St. Louis, seem to be timed and spaced. Now the first machine reaches the shore. He stands, watching, looking over the city. His steel, cowlish head is even with the skyscrapers. He waits for the others. They rise like a line of new towers on the city's west side. Now they're lifting their metal hands. This is the end now. Smoke comes out, black smoke drifting over the city. People in the streets see it now. They're running towards the East River, thousands of them dropping in like rats. Now the smoke's spreading faster. It's reached Times Square. People trying to run away from it, but it's no use. They're falling like flies. Now the smoke's crossing 6th Avenue, 5th Avenue, 100 yards away. It's 50 feet. The announcer breaks off, and the field artillery radio operator is heard. 2X2L calling CQ. 2X2L calling CQ. 2X2L calling CQ. New York. Isn't there anyone on the air? Isn't there anyone? 2X2L. And then, that's the middle break of the broadcast. The double Roman numeral X, which stands for the number 20, X times 2, or 2X, ladies and gentlemen, are espionage code names for a double cross. The fictitious call letters can be interpreted by insiders in the intelligence community to mean double cross to hell. 2X2L, double cross to hell.
What's important about that clip there is how propaganda and stuff is used to get people to suddenly react. If you note the era of time and the amount of poor people that were sitting around listening to their radios, there was no TV back then, that suddenly became overwhelmed with fear because an imagination kicks in, because remember, they were listening to their radio Showtime. It could be like Glenn Miller or somebody. Listen to the music, stuff like that. It sounds great. And then they break in. Well, what they didn't catch was at the beginning, they had said that it was basically a trial of a test run here. But again, what was the outcome? Millions panicked, many suicides, and this is how propaganda works. We see this in how George Bush did the same thing on 9/11.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
That's the common thing, is the chant of USA. It's even when we hear Secretary Pompeo talk about how he lied, cheated, and stole, and his audience just claps and laughs and cheers him on. But in little George Bush's war on terror, which in all respects was pure unbridled aggression on others based on total lies, and assuming that 3,000 Americans were killed on 9/11 by them, evil Muslims, if you accept that narrative that the Muslims did it, how many millions of people had to die in 18 years of illegal war spanning many countries, in which it was first blamed on Afghanistan's men in caves, to Iraq's Saddam support for Al-Qaeda, which is the same premise with Libya? And then now we say that Iran was also behind 9/11, that they must now pay 9/11 survivors. Do you see the trend here? Syria has just happened to fall into that because, as we all know, General Wesley Clark spoke in 2002 of the U.S. attacking 7 countries in 5 years, none of which have ever attacked the United States. And as I brought out here in the last couple of shows here, they're on to target now with Nicaragua again, Venezuela, riots all over the place in Hong Kong and stuff. But this is what you see going on. And, of course, even within Hong Kong, over there waving U.S. flags and singing the U.S. national anthem in Hong Kong, you know, it shows you something's up. But again, it's perception management. Those in the government have to keep a constant enemy before us. And that enemy is the one that creates fear, whether it's ISIS or whatever. Remember, it was Al-Qaeda. Then, of course, it becomes ISIS. And they always have their white hats person out there to, like the white helmets, to always show that the U.S. is back on the good side.
The absolute nothing. They mutilate, they torture, they kill.
Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the astro-zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the astro-zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the astro-zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the astro-zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The astro-zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
The constant enemy. U.S. soldiers sent abroad. And I'll use one for a reference here. We have that Pensacola, Florida shooting, where a lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force, who is bombing or being trained to bomb Yemen, let loose on a U.S. base over there. And, of course, now they want to get down to tracking down all of his alleged ties to terrorism. Well, all you do is look at Saudi Arabia. But do you think that's going to affect the billions of dollars in arms sales to Saudi Arabia? No. What we do see, though, is the U.S. attacking defenseless sheep herders in the deserts of the Middle East, in which their people live in abject poverty. Their rapacious governments, who the U.S. has supported for many years, and armed, are then, through these policing actions, taken out. And then the U.S. soldiers who went there in this policing action are killed by those same arms. This is country after country. However, not being content with waging those illegal wars against other people where millions have died, they, through their corporate lust, now turn their attention upon us as U.S. citizens. And to be fair, all countries that are known to be called the West are waging covert wars upon their people. Yes, I'm sure Russia lies too, and I'm sure China lies too. But the extent of these corporate wars is what is of interest for Americans. Because they're the ones that are paying the full brunt of this, whether it's through sending their sons and daughters off to war, or knowing that all this stuff is being done in your name. Of course, there's a trick in doing this. Like Joseph Goebbels said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And I have a break coming up here soon, but whenever we hear Trump talk about the fake news, notice that that fake news is right on board with everything that's in the war agenda. Whether it's Venezuela, Nicaragua, they're not just repeating this, what the White House has to say like that. I mean, they're all in on it together. So with that, I'll be right back. Phone line is 1-800-313-9443. And I have a couple more clips for you. And then I'm going to get into some really deep stuff here. So stay tuned. You're listening to Perception Management.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man.
For the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to cut into here a little bit. I'm going to get a caller online. But anyway, you're listening to Perception Management. This is Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I got one more clip there. I'm going to pick up Chance in West Virginia here, but I want to play the short clip here, and we'll be right back.
Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us.
When you're building an empire, you have to keep a constant threat before the people. This threat has led to many wars and conquests that most know now have been waged thousands of miles away, as well as domestically here now in the United States. All they need in the media is to sell you these wars or covert actions as a threat to our security. Those in government call it a national security interest. With that, we'll pick up Chance in West Virginia. Good evening, Chance. Hope you're having a good night.
Hello, Keith. Hello, Keith. Was that Bill Cooper's Hour of the Time broadcast that you played?
Yes.
Yep, I remember listening to that the day he aired it live, that particular day on the shortwave. You know, to this day, when people talk bad about that man, I want to reach, cock back, and hit them. That's how much respect I had for that man. He was a doer, not a talker. All right, he had his bad points, but I still doesn't justify people talking bad about them. I think they're cowards who could never, never fill his shoes. That being said, now you play the other clip. What scares me, Keith, what really scares me about the future of this country is when I hear those people cheer for George W. Bush, when they go to these Trump rallies and cheer, when they cheer for Obama, when they cheer for Clinton, it scares the living daylights out of me. It proves to me that when the crap hits the fan, I think we're all going to be on our own. Too many people are too brainwashed. They look at these things as a sporting event. They get caught up in all this political machinations. They treat it as if it's, I don't know, to be on one side or another is their main goal, rather than look out for the future and the welfare of the whole country. It really terrifies. It terrifies me.
Yeah, can I interject something into there?
Sure.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Is that like your applause there, Chance?
Yes, yes. And did you notice he said, in my line of work, you've got to keep repeating and repeating. Why? Because he's got to get that small percentage. He's got to try hard to brainwash them, too. He doesn't seem to realize seem to realize that there are people out here that think for themselves what a small number it is. I think those are the people that scare these bastards. Are the independent thinking people?
Remember this.
Me,
just remember, Bush lied and millions died.
Yeah, yep. And about these two shootings on these military bases, Keith, I'm convinced that they were both contracted with this country to do this. Our country is in bed with Saudi Arabia, are they not?
Yeah, did you hear the, in our ABC station here in Montana, 750 Kerr, was talking about how he was anti-American, but they didn't read off his manifesto, which was the same exact thing that bin Laden said, to the U.S. ties to Israel, and now we have Trump out there talking about how Americans have got to love Israel.
Now, and here's another thing. Do you think American people would come to the conclusion I have to try to figure that, hey, well, maybe they were contracted with our government to do this, to create another problem? No, they won't think that way. You know what they'll think? Let's get Saudi Arabians. This is the mentality of people, Keith, and this is scary. This is why I think we don't have much of a chance at all. I don't mean to sound pessimistic, but I really don't think so. People don't think for themselves anymore. For one reason or another, you can attribute it to many things, and I understand that. All these damn chemicals. Every time you get sick now, you wonder if it's something that you ate or breathed, rather than a basic cold like years ago when we got sick, we could pinpoint it. Now you get sick, you sit back. I don't know about you, but I wonder, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
It's just anyway, from the
Chance,
air, the water. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a break coming up here, and I got another caller here. But you're right, though. The way I can only describe it this way is because of a greed that has been indoctrinated into the American people and as consumers, The only way to maintain that is to look at that abstract filth and see how much people love it. Like I say, politicians are put in office to represent we the people, so therefore the swamp is the people.
Yeah, you know, you might have a point there. You just might have a point there. All right, good night, Keith, and God bless you.
All right, sounds good. My best to you there, and always thanks for calling in there. Anyway, Brandon, I'll pick up here right after the break here, which should be right about now somewhere. Unless someone else is going to jump me on it. But anyway, there we go. So we'll be right back. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and here's Chris Gustafson.
The scene was a small roadside cafe. The waitress was sweeping the floor. Two truck drivers drinking their coffee. Two Okie kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got?
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless. And now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And as promised, I'm going to pick up Brandon over there in Colorado. Good evening, Brandon.
Hey, Keith. Hope you're doing well and hope the medicines work for your dog.
Yeah,
and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, I was watching something, various things, kind of random things today, and I saw, I don't know if you've seen it, but it was like Larry King talking about how he was talking with someone about how the news went from, it was on RT, the news went from basically 30 minutes at 6 p.m., you'd have the local news, and then at 6:30, you'd have the international news. And then from that, it went to, they wanted to do an hour, and then from an hour, well, this was actually Larry King talking about what Walter Cronkite wanted to do. And then it went to the 24-hour news network, and now it's gotten to the point where it's like trying to find a needle in the haystack to find the truth from the mainstream media. And
yeah, well, that's what the rest of the show is about. I'm going to get into detail about how they sell it to you. So you're right. There's an old magazine cover that shows that Walter Cronkite was in bed with the CIA also, but maybe that's why he wanted more airtime.
Right. Well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, to me, I think it was easier for them when they I think they felt that if they saturated us with propaganda that it would work more effectively. But I think it was actually more effective when they just gave us the smaller doses like that.
Well, there's no news in a 30-second soundbite or a 144-character tweet either.
Yes.
Yeah. True. So, all it is to me is, as I've been telling Gator a lot, it's all a distraction. You know, Trump's been in office 3 years. He could have fixed the election process. He could have done something with the country, but they're working around it. Nothing's been done to the country. All their foreign arms sales is all going forth. There's no stopping that. And forget the American people.
Exactly. Well, his family is, the liberals are pissed off about his family benefiting from what he does in power. Well, I think that happens with every president, you know.
Sure,
of course
it's called
it
nepotism. Yeah, nepotism.
Yeah.
So.
And lastly, I'll tell you something like from 1984, which is what we more and more resemble. There is a quote that said in part, what pure power means, you'll understand presently. We are different from the oligarchies of the past in that we know what we are doing. All the others, even those who resembled ourselves, were cowards and hypocrites.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting, though, since you mentioned 1984, George Orwell, which isn't his real name there, but if you look him up, you'll find out he was just as in bed with the big ones up on top there as everyone else, and that's probably his own conscience that made him come forward with his works of art like 1984.
I agree with you totally.
As a matter of fact, if you listen to Noam Chomsky talk about Animal Farm, they took the forward section out of that book because it was too descriptive. You can Google that, by the way, is look up the forward section of Animal Farm and actually see what it said.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll get on to my stuff here, but I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Yeah, that's all I got. Thanks, Keith.
All right, my best to you there, okay? Okay, as I mentioned, how they do it. Well, the sad feature of those wars is that the United States first backed, as I mentioned, all those rapacious leaders and then armed them. The policing action came forth. But now, many of us here today, we had nothing against all these actions against others. But they're all, again, done in our names. And as patriots, we are supposed to accept them. When you hear Bush, Trump, Pompeo, and others speak of those actions against others, it's always followed by chants of USA, USA, or massive applauses, as we talked about earlier with chants. Domestically here in the United States, this expansionism would target the Native Americans first. As a side note, I wanted to bring this out here. The sacred Dakota peace pipe sells for $40,000, and the buyer gives it back to the Minnesota tribe. An anonymous donor returned the sacred pipe carved out by a chief who was hanged after the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. It's amazing how many wars the U.S. has led against the Dakota or Lakota Indians over there. And, of course, with their oil lines, the spills, everything like that, you know, the school shooting, Wounded Knee, all this stuff like that, you know. But who cares? They're just savages. Who cares if you kill thousands of bison? Anyway, to do this, they would move the natives on the reservations that were given to them that would later be undermined to then mine the minerals and oil from, as well as run their leaking oil lines through, as I mentioned. But as a friend of mine said, who cares? We all got to drive. That shows you the American psyche right there. I watched many years ago a video of a tribal elder who was asked, when did the people of your tribe notice things were not going the way it should for the Native Americans? The tribal elder said, it was when they offered his forefathers land ownership. He went on to say that ownership of land was not known to them, as a term for natives, as it was all their land. The video I talked about had a title such as the name Indian Giver. However, this colonialism is sold in many ways, like in War of the Worlds. It gives way to a massive space program where billions of dollars are diverted from the infrastructure, and 9/11, where trillions were diverted to wage these fake wars on terror. This is expansionism. Reasons for now which we hear those elected saying we are going to take their oil. No different than on the reservation. President Roosevelt's land lease deal forming the IRA, which is the Indian Recognition Act, which would seem like the U.S. government is finally promoting self-determination. If you listen to the activist, late activist Russell Means, who died in 2012, you'll see that it was anything but that. It was a constant theft of more of their land, and this was to mine uranium and other minerals and stuff, the Black Hills of South Dakota, the gold. Anyway, so the infiltration of this came through these tribal government councils, and they would, not only infiltrate them, but when it came to a vote about mining or needed more of their lands, given lands, the council would vote with the government, and they would feel as if they were helping themselves out, just like these casinos. From this would spring the BIA, or the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and I ran into those guys quite a few years ago. I had a rifle in my pickup truck, and I had signed a tribal permit which said any weapon ordinarily used for the said purpose of hunting within the boundaries of the Flathead Reservation is prima facie evidence. It would go on to say that on any federal, county, or state highway. I won that because of the fact when it said that, I says, you mean you can stop a hunter driving from, say, Helena to Thompson Falls and drives through the reservation, and because he displays his gun in his window in the back of his pickup truck, you can cite him for hunting? And they said yes. Well, the FBI sided with me on that, and of course the BIA come to that. But anyway, to get Americans on board with this move against the tribes, they had to be demonized through the media. And of course, old movies of Randolph Scott, John Wayne, James Stewart, and many of those Zane Grey Western novel books where the Indians were the savages and needed tamed. Thus, Western Christian religion was brought to them, showing them how they should love and forgive those who enslave them now, perhaps as a gift of a blanket infected with smallpox, or the slaughter of tens of thousands of bison, as mentioned. And as that brought in that false narrative there, it started to get to them now to assimilate to the Western culture. They and the media changed their plot. They gave us shows like The Lone Ranger and Tonto as a sidekick for his white companion, who would do about anything as a sacrifice for that friendship. The Brits, of course, would also deploy this method with their little hero named Gunga Din, who was shot to death while blowing his bugle to save the British imperialist troops from an ambush by his own compatriots. This mental conditioning of the minds continues in the media, where the Mau Mau member falls on the Punjai sticks to save a child of his white friend in a movie called Something of Value. Then there's the black officer in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, who kills himself rather than harm his leader, Captain Kirk. The mantra continues in all the war porn Hollywood pumps out. Movies like Gung Ho, where a unit of Japanese Americans helped in the Pacific War as it raged against Japan. It should be noted that those turncoats are sellouts of those, because these movies were made after the war, and they worked as extras in these movies. After seeing in their case where I've mentioned 67 of their homeland cities turned to ash in the firebombing of Japan, and of course the two atomic bombs being dropped there. But who cares? It's money. Sellouts. We see that in our politics today. Anyone is willing to sell out just for money. Films like this go on for the Vietnam era. Look at Rambo. Here's Sylvester Stallone. He was over in Switzerland. He's never served a day in his life in Vietnam, but boy, he sure made some damn good videos, didn't he? Some would offer an improvement. As I've mentioned, there's the U.S. Army as an exterminating aggressor to shows like Little Big Men or Soldier Blue that seem to show sympathy for the Native Americans. The biggest PR stunt would come in a three-hour movie called Dancing with Wolves. If more Americans knew what was done to the Lakota, as I mentioned earlier, you might understand the film's intent. However, the Sioux in this film are the more humane Indians, and of course the Pawnee are the wicked savages. It always depends on the target. Like Venezuela, I remember, or Nicaragua. It first had to link into the Cubans and the Soviets, and then you find out the only ones that died down there were a bunch of Catholics and Protestants. Anyway, there have been films that have tried to restore the dignity to the natives. One such called Loyalties, which is a Canadian film that didn't get much play here in the United States. Go figure. And then another called Powwow Highway, released 2 years later in 1989. Then there's other films that continue to portray others, like in Africa, as brutal tribesmen. South America, with its Aztec Indians and their human sacrifices. But in all, what was always shown was how the white man who could tame them all. One should never look at how the white man sacrificed their own for wars based on corporate profits, but sold out to us for our freedoms and democracy, right? I have never understood that, how a soldier somewhere who's allegedly fighting for their freedoms and democracy at home, as they watch their homeland turn into a police state. Look at France, the police, the yellow vest, shooting rubber bullets into people's eyes. Here in the United States, we have our police state, tear gas, DARPA, all these awesome little weapons they've got to use for crowd control. But this is our problem today. It's how the media sells us all this. And of course, you're supposed to believe it. And if you don't, you're a conspiracy theorist. And what does the government do? Well, the FBI comes out with labeling conspiracy theorists as terrorists. If anyone likes to spend time like I do and read the old archive files, the CIA finally released documents, FBI declassified files, and realize exactly what has gone on in this country here, you'd realize just how much Americans are lied to. It's all for an agenda. I think of the parents or loved ones of those 58,000 Vietnam veterans that didn't make it home, or those that have been maimed for life or poisoned by their own government's chemicals through the defoilage of Vietnam. But I don't just think of them. There's videos available of Vietnam with what the firebombs of napalm and stuff did to the Vietnamese. And again, this was after Ho Chi Minh had declared independence for Vietnam. It had nothing to, there was no North and South Vietnam. And today Trump was talking about Korea again. He went on to talk about how Korea, because they fired another rocket type of missile over there, who gives a rat? What Trump was actually trying to say, that since 1947 through the NSC 68 doctrine, is that billions and billions of dollars, possibly trillions of dollars, tax dollars, have been built by the American taxpayer, and what they don't even have an air defense system today, right? They can't stop a piss-ass little old missile coming from Korea if they piss Korea off. This is the constant fear that they have to keep before us. And remember, Hillary Clinton said they do not want peace on the Korean Peninsula. Why? Because billions of dollars in arms sales to South Korea and Japan would matter. That's why it's always the Brian Williams, the splendor of those beautiful missiles. Or when Rand Paul was talking to Wolf Blitzer, forget about those bombings in Yemen with, I forget how many hundreds of thousands now that are dead. Forget that. The jobs in the arms industry are more important. I can only think of a little child sitting there watching the news with their parent there on the dinner table and watching one of those spectacular shock and awe type of Moab bombs or something going off, and the little kid patting her daddy on the back saying, "Daddy, you helped make the guidance system for that." See, you're supposed to be all in on board with all this stuff. And if you're not, you're not a patriot. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. We have Mike in Kentucky. Good evening, Mike.
Yeah, any of the law enforcement or forsworn government folks that are out there listening, I'd just like to say, why should we have any, quote, respect, I guess, for the government if they're going to label us conspiracy theorists because we simply don't trust what we're told. The founders that designed this country said it was a dangerous servant and a fearful master, and it wasn't supposed to be trusted. Just because we know more about American history and the government than you've sworn your oath to protect does not make us anti-government self-radicalized. I mean, what's his name?
Mike, there's two articles. One's in the New York Times and the other one's in the Guardian over there in the UK. Both are titled basically, The United States FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. And it goes on to list there, and there has been congressional meetings on this, to where the FBI, using millions of tax dollars, have set these patsies up.
Yeah.
So they can swoop in, and of course, so if someone dies, doesn't that make those FBI agents complacent with the deaths, the murders? And isn't that a Title 18 violation of subversion of the American?
And if they try to cover it up, it's a further violation of law. You cannot classify stuff to cover up a crime. You can't make it classified. And to say, well, it's an ongoing investigation, eventually that investigation is supposed to be closed or finalized. Now, I wonder how many files are open and considered cold case. That's one method for getting it out of public scrutiny. Oh, this is an ongoing investigation. It can be ongoing.
Well, have you heard this Pensacola, Florida, the news on that? I mean, they are spinning this into some huge investigation. I mean, they're doing more on this, it sounds like they did on 9/11, when the Saudis was supposed to be involved in that, too.
Yeah, and what was it, Pearl Harbor? We just had Pearl Harbor Day Saturday. Pearl Harbor was investigated six ways from Sunday, as they say. I think there was at least six different investigations into Pearl Harbor. And the only reason we got an investigation into 9/11 was because of the Jersey girls that would not take the buyout or whatever. They tried to whittle down and get all the families of the victims to take a settlement payment or something. Mm-hmm. And the Jersey girls would not take no. They said, we need this investigated.
Well, here, and, you brought up something here from that George Bush when he was standing there at 9/11. Remember where he said it, we're with all of you. And remember, the 9/11 firefighters are still fighting today to get coverage.
Well, and there was a firehouse back in, I think, July that has a piece of the steel that has 18 holes in it. They put a white rose, I think, in every year to commemorate the victims that was that, and they've lost several of them that never got money for their lung injuries and stuff, that died of cancer, emphysema. For being at Ground Zero, and I think they lost some guys on that day, died, in the rubble. And they called for an investigation. As far as I know, it's the first fire department to formally pass a resolution calling for a new investigation. And, of course, then we had the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth apparently partially funded the University of Alaska at Anchorage, and they have a report out about Building 7 that throws the whole mess in a pile of don't believe it, or whatever.
Well, see, Mike, this is how I was trying to get at the how they shape the media shapes your opinion. Remember, it was 10 years later that they found part of a landing gear behind a Muslim mosque in New York.
Yeah, it fell down between, I saw the picture of that. There was rubble.
Yeah, how convenient. It had a rope on it. It had a rope on it, too, like it was lowered down there. But see, this was to keep
part.
You can Google the photo. But anyway, this was to keep the evil Muslim mantra in the news there so the U.S. could continue its wars of aggression like that. And then suddenly, like I said, with all these Native Americans and the Lone Ranger and stuff, now it's to assimilate them. Suddenly it's all this immigration you're supposed to welcome with open arms. You see how this works?
Well, the United Nations, I think in 2012, issued a report, and I was up on Republic Broadcasting back in August for some reason. It came out again, the 2012 report, saying that we need to bring in 10 million legal immigrants a year and rebalance our population.
Right.
In 2050, the United Nations wants us to have 1.1 billion people in this country. So, that's, I mean, correct. By 2035, at current policy, we're going to have more people and their children born in another country than Americans.
Their article said population replacement, and then if you Google UN immigration, one of the first links that comes up says forced, UN forced immigration.
Between the Chinese and their carfentanil chemical warfare, I mean, is it not getting obvious that America is being targeted for a takedown and culturally destabilize this country? I mean, how much more evidence do we need? And you know, to go in the direction that you and I are going, we're being socially shunned because so many people are basically conditioned to label us conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, you're right. I got Patty in Missouri. So I want to catch her because I'm running out of time here. But I do appreciate you calling in, and I agree with everything you say there. You know, just like them talking about the Chinese holding Muslims over there in China there, but what about the U.S. bombing millions to death? Anyway,
my neck out for 20-some years, and I'm not getting the support I need. I mean, I've got a few token people that understand, but, man, it's just bad out here for us people that are patriots. Bye.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. My best to you. Patty in Missouri. Good evening, Granny. How you doing?
Well, good evening, Keith. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Granny. I feel it, too.
I was born with the dinosaurs. That means you're about, 590 years old?
I knew you'd throw something in there about that.
Well, you
got anything on your mind? I got 2 minutes. You got anything on your mind?
All right. I'll let you go.
No, say something. You got anything to go?
Well, wanted to say that Bush said, Bushy, McChimpy said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists.
That's right.
It looks like the U.S. has been with the terrorists all along.
That's right. Yeah. Perception management. So, all right. Well, it sounds good. Okay, Patty.
Talk to you later.
All right. Love you, man. All right. Well, you know, but let's just say, though, in this assimilation thing, it's the same thing. Trump wants to use drones against the Mexican drug cartels, and you can freely read all the captioned articles that the feds are behind all the drug cartels. Fast and Furious. And now we see videos of the immigrants scaling Trump's brand new wall. I mean, and then Trump says, well, corporations need immigrants. Of course, he's referring to legal immigrants, but hey, you know, all you have to do is watch that video down there in Australia of the human trafficking that's done there for slave labor and how they're bringing people in. And a bank down in Australia, of course this was filmed in Australia, was just fined twice the amount of like $10 million each for human trafficking and child trafficking. But it says, in the article it says, known human trafficking. Well, if they knew these guys were human trafficking, why didn't they go after them? But see, they always try to catch someone in a snare to keep generating funds, to keep paying for their illegal wars and stuff. It's no different than the Contras. Selling drugs in America to destabilize the cities, to turn people into addicts, users, to make 55 million Americans their clients, and to keep this whole system going. I mean, that's how it works, and it funds local government and everything. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. Thank Kenneth in the control room, those in the chat room, and also the listener out there. And stay tuned for next week there, and we'll catch you later on, and maybe have some more interesting stuff for you there. But I'm not anti-white. I just don't like what governments do. Anyway, have a good evening, and take care of your pets.
Less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.